These days are becoming more popular, aren't they, the charity shops?
I think charity shops are a little bit more personal, and you're doing a service to the public as well, because, you know, it's a society where there's a lot of hardship. And I think because of that, the charity shops are in more need now than ever.
I believe that the charity shop's got a very good place in society today, because people just can't afford everything, and we pretty much have everything in here coming through the door at some point. And it's all very affordable, really. And if it's not affordable to someone in this particular charity shop, we will help them afford it.
They offer good bargains, yeah. What they sell sometimes is almost brand new, and some is brand new.
You know, you're not in competition with the high streets. You're doing what you can to help people that are in need.
Yes, I do think charity shops are more than shops, yes.
I don't go into any shops in the town because it's too expensive. And I mean, if you're on a budget or low income, you can't afford it.
In a charity shop, you actually have to look, and people browse for ages.
In this particular shop, a lot of the customers come in week after week. We know them by name, which I don't believe you do in many shops in retail. We know their life stories sometimes. You know if their dog's not well and things like that.
The charity shop is for the community. Even if they haven't got any money, they are quite welcome to come in and for a chat, and they do that in this particular charity shop.
Many times I found this customer on the street and they say, "Hello, George," so that's good.
I shop in charity shops all the time.
Oh, yes. I'm always in the charity shops.
Yes, I do shop in charity shops.
I don't shop in other shops. From Rochester to Southampton, charity shop is the shop for me to look at.
I buy, well, nothing that I ever need, obviously.
I've had a couple of tops, and I've had slippers.
I think I got 300 pullover.
I've bought curtains.
A bag.
300 shirts.
I've bought a vase with flowers in it.
A new camera.
Well, I might get a table lamp.
A mirror.
Sandals.
And a book, probably.
A light, shirts, trousers.
I bought a tent the other day.
A blouse.
Probably 20 or more than 20 hats.
Picture I bought for my son the other week.
Boots.
DJ light, that is for me fantastic.
Bought a dress on Monday. I still don't know whether I like it or not though, but I might bring it back here because it's still got the label on it.
People donate everything under the sun. Some stuff is unbelievable. Some you don't even know what it is, but it's always interesting.
A lot of it is bric-a-brac donations and clothes, mainly clothes, I think, but we do get an awful lot of toys, you know, from anything from bedding, curtains, handbags, shoes, boots, everything.
You do sometimes get sexy underwear in, sometimes. That's naughty, isn't it? We do get naughty things in here sometimes. We do laugh.
We did have a gold ring that was worth about £60.
It may have been a painting. It was quite a lot of money when we looked it up.
A picture, £275. A lady just bought a couple of months before donate. She didn't want to anymore. £275, it was still the label and sticker there.
It was all chucked in the bottom. Right in the very bottom, I found a ring. And we took it over to Perrydo's, the jeweller's over the road. It was worth £250. He bought it off us because we couldn't at that time have rings in the shop because somebody would have stolen it. So that was just right in the bottom of a bin with all the rubbish.
A chap bought... Well, we bought a bracelet, right, and I think we sold it, I'm not sure, I think we sold it for £1. And he took it over to Perrydocks, right, the jewellery, and it was 9 carat something. It's quite expensive, so he gave us £40, and we sold it to him for £1. And he was honest, wasn't he? Really honest, this chap. And he didn't have to do that, did he?
So we do sometimes get the story behind the object. Often the stories that stick in my mind are about photographs. And I think it's quite sad that people have to, or they do donate the photographs, even though they do mean something to them. I presume that at some point they just can't keep everything. And I think that's quite sad that they have to donate those. When bags are brought in and we don't know who they're from, and then you start to sort that bag, it is really interesting because you don't know the background at all, and you kind of ponder on where they've come from and what their history is. But I particularly like the newspapers that they're wrapped up in, because the dates are so far back sometimes, like 1960s and things like that, and it's such a long time ago. And it's really interesting to read the advertisements on the papers.
Objects retaining energy of people. To me, no.
I don't think that way.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure objects do hold energy, but I don't know as I could sense it.
I don't think objects can hold the energy. I don't think so.
If it was very personal stuff, I mean, keep it for a long time, probably is.
I don't think objects that come in can tell any story to me. No, no. Well, I'm an Essex girl, you see. Down to earth, you see.
But the objects that come in, to me, tells the story of the person, because it's what they collect or it's what they liked. So that reflects their personality.
Anything I sell, it makes me, you know, proud because I've done it, yeah. I think it gives you a lot of confidence, because I think if you go away from your job and you don't get back into something, you lose a lot of confidence.
It gives me a purpose in life, really. Something to get up for in the morning. And to come here, because I'm retired now, so I need something to look forward to every day.
It gives me a sense of worth, actually.
You feel like you're doing something good.
As the charity shop is local, we actually see what happens to the money.
It's better than sitting down, isn't it? Watching telly or walking down the garden. No, I like to be out. I like to be helping. I like to do things.
People alone, like me, is something for to do.
Here, I'm able to get up and do what I want when I want. I'm able to sit down if I need to, whereas in a normal working environment, I don't think you'd get that, and I would suffer. So here, they know your limitations, and accordingly, you do what you can.
I look to coming Monday and Wednesday quickly, because I enjoy to be in the shop.
If they'd open up Sundays, I would work Sundays.